from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop.
Brandon Scott with John Lopez and Figgy Fig here on In the Loop. And the Astros operating a little bit differently now than they were earlier in the year. On the street, winning games. They are for sure a contender. They may not be leading the division, but right there on the Mariners' heels, they are for sure a contender at this point, or at the very least, a buyer, a potential buyer at the trade deadline. And John Heyman of the New York Post, also I think an Odyssey MLB insider.
Yes, he is.
Reports that the Astros are in the market, and we know this, they're in the market for a starting pitcher or two, and also a hitter, possibly a first baseman, if it is a clear upgrade over what they have.
Yeah.
Their ideal target, the way John Heyman reports it for the New York Post, is that their dream target is thought to be Arizona Diamondbacks first baseman Christian Walker, who is a free agent to be.
Yeah.
Now, just a little bit of background on Christian Walker. This is arguably, this year at the very least, the best first baseman, especially one that could be available to you.
Yeah.
But he makes a case for top two or three first basemen in all of baseball. So this would be said clear upgrade. Question is, do the Astros have enough to get him? Do you have the appetite of what it would take to go get a player the caliber of one Christian Walker for the Arizona Diamondbacks?
Yeah, and then on top of that, that's not even mentioning what, because you'd have to give up a ton for him. You know, the rumor is right now that they would be interested in Luis Baez, who's the number two prospect in the entire outfielder, number two prospect in the entire Astros organization. So that's just one player for that first baseman. And then you start adding a pitcher, as you mentioned, or two. And whatever other possibilities are there, Astros are getting ready to give it all up.
I don't think they're going to be able to accomplish all of these goals.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I think that they'll be fortunate if they're able to get starter and bat, or maybe two pitchers and not the bat.
And that's why.
But I don't think they're going to be able to accomplish all three of those things.
Yeah, and I'm the guy that was sitting here last week saying, you know what, screw it, just go for it. And I still feel that way, but once you start seeing some of these names being bandied about, because you mentioned Walker, Jim Bowden has mentioned actually just a few minutes ago.
Jim Bowden of The Athletic.
Yeah, of The Athletic, saying that they also have shown interest in Garrett Crochet, which you mentioned, we talked about, Kevin Gausman, Austin Gomber, other starting pitchers. So I'm sitting here and I'm like, okay, yeah, they're going for it. Good deal. This is going to be the window. The window's going to be closing real soon after this. Go for it. But then part of me also is, man, they're not going to have anything for the future. They're not going to have squat moving down the road.
I bring this up every time we talk about this, though, Lopez.
Yeah.
And I'm really curious, because this is always my thought on it. How good do you feel about that future anyway?
Exactly.
To begin with, that's the reason why I'm willing to do it, because I think it needs replenishing to begin with. I don't feel that great about any of the prospects. We see it every time they have to bring up a pitcher, and we're glad a lot of times that it ends up working out.
Yeah.
But it's not like there is a ton there. Mm-hmm. You don't want to give up everything, which is why I don't think they're going to be able to pull off all of their goals. But I am not so married to an Astros farm system that all of the experts tell me is not that good to begin with. So if you tell me I can use whatever you got there that you at least can dangle in front of a team to extend the window now or to capitalize on the right now, a window that feels like it's closing, a timeline here that feels like it's kind of dwindling down to the end. You tell me I can extend that or at least make this year more competitive than I thought it could be at the beginning of it. I want to do that.
Like, yeah.
That is an investment that I'm willing to make.
You would do it.
I would do it. Would you? Would you do it?
I'm leaning towards screw it. I'm still on that side. Just do it.
F them picks.
Yeah, but you've
F
got
them picks.
We're talking about two or three of your top prospects, maybe a frontline major. I mean, a major league, current player currently on the major league roster. That's an awful lot. It does make you pause a little bit, you know, and think about it. But I'm leaning toward, you know what? We don't know what the future, even if they keep all their prospects, if what it's going to be. We do know that this is going to be one of the last shots.
My question would be, and one thing that would make me hesitant about it or not feel as great about it, and again, I would do it.
Yeah.
But what wouldn't make me feel as great about it would be if they have no interest at all in re-signing this guy or extending this guy. Like if he is exactly what I said he is, which is one of the top 3 to 5 first basemen in baseball, and this year performing in some ways as the best defensively, if you look at some of the defensive metrics, he's the best defensive first baseman.
He got 846 OPS
that's out there
and 22 home runs.
Yeah, he's incredible.
Yeah.
So they would have to pay up. I don't know exactly what his market would be, and they did sign Jose Abreu. So they have paid. We've seen them pay for a first baseman.
Yeah.
Do they see it in him? Is this somebody that they would pay? If not, then I would sort of lean more toward the points that you're making of, man, you're mortgaging the future. You're selling the farm.
No, you're everything.
Basically everything just for this, for a run that, let's be honest, they can make a run, but they don't feel like, you know, the best team in the American League or anything.
See, that's
like
the
that.
Second part of it. That, you know? I'm glad you brought that up. Because, like, okay, let's say they get, by the way, some of the other ones that they're reportedly, you know, talking about are Luis Severino and Pete Alonso with the Mets. Cody Bellinger, Andrew Vaughn. So let's say they get Garrett Crochet, give up a lot, and they get Christian Walker, give up a whole lot. Does that team get you to the ALCS?
That's the issue. Well, I mean, I think it's open enough, and postseason baseball is unpredictable enough that, as constructed now, they've got enough to get to the ALCS.
This squad.
I honestly believe I wouldn't pick them.
I
wouldn't pick them.
Yeah.
I don't think that they're a favorite.
Yeah.
But I think it's kind of a wide open field. Like if you get in, that's the whole point of this discussion, though, Lopez.
In.
If you win the worst division in baseball, you get in. It doesn't disqualify you from winning the whole damn thing.
No.
You got in. So that's why it's so important that they hawk these pitiful ass Mariners and do their thing.
Yeah.
And come on, Padres, they haven't done us any favors.
No. No.
We just got the same results every night.
Yeah.
Still two games back. Doing that Spider-Man meme.
Yeah.
But either way, like, I feel like it's more important to just get in, and the Astros do have enough to make some noise. Making this move, though, changes the conversation. I do think it puts you
in a better place. Yeah.
Maybe makes you closer to being in that tier.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it promises you anything.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like that's the way to operate, right? Like, you've got to go in with the mindset of, hey, for whatever reason, we thought that Jose Abreu was going to be closer to what he was at the end of the 2023 season and not even worse than he was at the beginning of the 2023 season, which is what 2024 ended up being for him. They did not predict that. And that's their fault.
Mm-hmm.
But now at first base, you're relying on John Singleton, who's a great story, a great redemption story, comeback story. And it's great that he can go out there and contribute for you. But you've got a hole at first base.
Yeah.
You got John Singleton out there who, again, great story, but that was not your plan. And, mm-hmm. and nobody would pretend like that should have been your plan as much as I love that story.
Yeah.
And you got Mauricio Dubon out there kind of wasting him at first base mm-hmm. when he should be playing basically everybody everywhere else and relieving everybody whenever there's a chance to do so.
Yeah.
So if you can upgrade that position where you are objectively weak and bring in a player of this caliber, I feel like it changes the game for you. And you're already a team that's in the mix.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
And only one person is making this decision. We always talk about the people in his ear, in Jim Crane's ear, et cetera, et cetera. This is his call because he understands this is the future of my organization. This is keeping customers rolling through the turnstiles. That is one of the big factors for him staying relevant, winning. He obviously values that very, very highly. But he has to make that decision. Am I willing to, like, because keep in mind, the Astros are already right now today before these two proposed trades or at least two proposed trades that are on the table, they rank anywhere from 27 to 30. In terms of their minor league system. So they'll be DFL, you know, if they get rid of some of these guys. That's hard to recover from. So he does have to weigh that, but I think he's leaning, kind of like you and I are talking about, screw it. Screw it, let's go. That kind of thing.
Yeah, so obviously we know the big trade that they made last year was bringing Verlander back.
Yeah.
Which at the time kind of felt like a no-brainer because they could use the help, mm-hmm. and Justin Verlander at that point was not serving any purpose on the Mets anymore. Like, the Mets were punting, you know. Yeah. They it's funny how they had gone all in, spent all of that money, got the richest owner in sports, and nope, didn't work out. Yeah. Got to get rid of everybody almost as soon as they got there.
Yeah.
But for me, it will be fun watching Dana Brown navigate, mm-hmm. and like you said, who's making this decision?
It's one guy.
I mentioned Dana Brown, but really,
Dana Brown's doing the legwork,
right? Yeah. What Dana Brown represents, yeah. right? Like, yeah. he's doing the legwork of what Jim Crane and whoever is mm-hmm. in Jim Crane's ear, mm-hmm. whoever's got his attention, he's doing the legwork of that. It'll be interesting to see how they navigate that and what the priorities yeah. are and what they're actually able to get out of this. Given the fact that we all know they don't have a whole lot in that minor league system.
Yeah, and to be honest, you know, they are telling us already that they're willing to mortgage everything in the future for the here and now, because these are solid, reputable reports. You know, Nightingale and Bowden, those two dudes are plugged in. Yeah. So Heyman. I totally am in that they are in on all these guys. They are talking about all this. So it's being discussed. Ultimately, the decision has to be made, but it's being discussed. He's got the marching orders.
You mentioned Christian Walker's 839 OPS. A couple of other numbers on Christian Walker that I think are relevant that I think people want to probably know and understand.
Mm-hmm.
WAR, wins above replacement. It's one of those advanced stats that really get people paid these days.
Yeah.
Among first basemen, Christian Walker is third, only behind Bryce Harper and Freddie Freeman.
How about that?
So he's not Bryce Harper and or Freddie Freeman, mm-hmm. but he's basically the next best
thing. He's literally in the neighborhood.
Another advanced stat. I'll be stat nerd Seth for a quick second.
Yeah.
Weighted runs created. I know you don't like this stat.
I hate this stat.
But it basically measures how well do you produce runs. It's mm-hmm. it's basically an advanced stat for RBI. If I could dumb it down a little bit. He's top five. The only ones better are guys that you know. Bryce Harper, Freddie Freeman, Michael Bush, Vlad Guerrero Jr.
Yeah.
So he is in that tier. One last one. Defensively. The very best this year in outs above average and runs prevented. So he's this year, mm-hmm. the best defensive first baseman in baseball. You can see why this might be their dream guy.
Yeah, it is.
Does it sound like a dream guy to
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
Top defensive first baseman and top 3 to 5
mm-hmm.
at the plate. Like to me, when you spill out those numbers and say, hey, this is how good this guy is performing mm-hmm. and he's a free agent to be and he could be got. I want to pull the plug.
Yeah.
I want to go out there and do it. Shoot the shot.
I think that's where I fall. I really do. And also, you know, here's another factor, you know, for down the stretch, you know, eventually, I guess, you're going to get Kyle Tucker back. Eventually, well, he's not even out yet, but Yordan got banged up again. That's like 3 times in the last month that he's been banged up. So, you know, he probably will feel better and be the same old Yordan. So you're going to have the power element back.
Yeah.
You're going to have the power element back with this team.
So another thing, I'm glad you mentioned that, because one of the things that has impressed me about them is how the power has been there.
No, they're not a power team right now.
But it's not overwhelming.
Yeah.
They're better than most.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're showing more power than most, especially over this run. If we take it back to the White Sox series, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They're still one of the better teams in slugging, but they're like at the very top in stuff like average
mm-hmm.
on base percentage.
That's what they're doing.
Which is consistent with what we talk about on a daily basis on mm-hmm. them, you know, moving the line along, sacrifice flies, mm-hmm. like just doing the small ball things that aren't necessarily synonymous with Astros baseball, but it's been a huge part of this current run that they're on. And then you mentioned adding these power elements on top of it. Yeah. It's like, oh, by the way.
You've been doing most of it without Tucker.
You do have Yordan.
Yeah.
And Yordan, not necessarily at his, he has these streaks, these mm-hmm. hot streaks, but not necessarily at like supreme Yordan. And yeah. like you mentioned, Kyle Tucker's been out for like a month.
Yeah.
So it's, I mean, it is
with
already
a bruise.
With a bruise.
Come on.
Quote unquote. It's already impressive with what they're doing already. Add a bat and a player like Christian Walker. I do feel like you're changing the conversation.
You're changing the way you do business. You got power at first base all of a sudden. You got power with Tucker coming back. And of course, Yordan, you have power there. And we know the other guys.
So I am intrigued by it. Find funny your skepticism every time an Astros player gets hurt.
Yeah.
Do you feel like Yordan Alvarez has a broken hand?
Maybe not a broken hand, but I don't believe anything. How do you know the Astros are lying?
You don't trust a damn thing that they ever say.
Their mouths are open.
Figgy, this is one of my favorite bits on the station right now.
But it's not even a bit.
It is, but it's not. Because it is earned skepticism.
Yes, it's crying wolf.
It's earned skepticism by the Astros. But it's also Lopez going to the extreme. Yes. Every time it's like, oh, man, here we go again.
Yeah.
Them lying ass Astros.
Look,
you don't believe anything that they say when it comes to
a player could be sick and have the flu. Lopez be like, I don't know about that.
Yes.
I don't believe the Astros.
100%. And what have they done to say that would be not merited?
Let me tell you how bad it is, Figgy. I'm watching the post game yesterday. Kevin Eschenfelder gets up there, makes a joke to start the postgame show that he beat up Michael Bourne, and so Michael Bourne had to go home. Sure. Obviously joking.
Yeah.
But then says, of course, Michael apparently had gotten sick and had to go, and so Eschenfelder went solo on the postgame show yesterday.
Yeah.
I thought, man, if Lopez is watching this, he's probably thinking, man, that might be true. Something might have actually happened to Michael Bourne. Or is he sick, really? Or is he in a coma?
What have they done to prove to anyone that they are absolutely telling the truth? Nothing. Nothing. Dude, I mean, we Kyle Tucker had a bruise.
It might be a bruise.
For a month?
Yeah, something's got to be. You figure something's got to be
Justin
fractured.
Justin Verlander had a sore.
Shattered.
Neck? Neck discomfort? Whatever?
The Verlander thing bothers me more than anything.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, just neck discomfort. Yeah. Something's wrong with dude.
Yeah.
Like, because we heard a little bit of an update from a spotter about liking him in his, he played catch yesterday. It's when, yeah, you know, one of those little incremental updates that we get about one of the pitcher status.
Yeah.
And he's playing catch and he looks good. He was more decisive or more conviction with, yeah, his throws and all that kind of stuff. But it's like, man, we went from neck discomfort and he might not be on the injured list, yeah, to, man, I'm so glad that he's able to play catch and have some conviction behind his throws more so than the last time I saw him.
All I'm doing is reacting to what you are telling me. Everything you have told me. Hell, man, go back to Urquidy. Go back to any of these guys. You know?
They are rightfully not trustworthy.
Yeah.
I will give you that. He's John Lopez. I'm Brandon Scott. Figgy Fig. Rolling along on In the Loop. Coming up next, Big 12 Media Days just ended yesterday. We got some interesting thoughts on the Big 12. That's coming up next on In the Loop.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.